Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Baghdad, Iraq. An Iranian military leader held secret meetings in Baghdad recently to plan an attack on the United States military bases in the Middle East and the State of Israel. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What about Soleimani? He's the head of the Quds, that militia there in Iran. They want to take over and control Israel, of course, and particularly the city of Jerusalem. But Soleimani went into Baghdad to confer with the Shiite proxies there right after this event took place in the Saudi oil fields. Looks like he wants to put all the U.S. forces in the entire Middle East, but in particular Iraq, as targets, and also Israel. Any real concern about that?
There's a great deal of concern about that. And he met with militia leaders. He met with Hadi al-Amari, prime minister in Iraq, and other very, very top officials, people involved with what they call the popular mobilization forces. These are Iranian-backed Shiite fighters on the ground, about 100,000 of them in Iraq. There is some evidence that one of their locations may have been used to launch the strikes on Saudi Arabia. The Iraqi government has denied that. It still remains a lead to be investigated. And this is a huge asset that he's got. He's worried, Soleimani is worried, because over the past week, the Israelis and the Saudis have bombed the PMF positions right on the border between Iraq and Syria, Abu Kamal. This is a key linchpin, a crossing point of their land bridge from Iran to the Israeli border. And so he wants to make sure, Qasem Soleimani wants to make sure that that land bridge stays open, that the forces in Iraq are wholly engaged on Iran's side against Saudi Arabia, and when he gives the orders to fight Americans on the ground, our forward operating bases in Iraq and other bases around the region. So that is a very real threat.
Ken Timmerman giving us details on a real threat to the United States military bases in the Middle East and also to the State of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. According to Ken's report, Iran is a major threat to the United States military sites in the Middle East and also to the Jewish State of Israel. We know this from the political situation in the Middle East, but also from the prophetic passages written by the ancient Jewish prophets Daniel and Ezekiel. God had these two prophets pre-write history some 2,500 years ago. Daniel chapter 11, verses 43 and 44, and Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5. These prophecies, or pre-written history as I'm calling it, make us aware of where we are in God's plan for the future. Knowing God's plan then helps us to prepare for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...